It's Matt Bradley here for the Midlands Rocks, here with Davey from DEFCON 1. First question, is Birmageddon, are you drunk yet?
Nope, not yet. Got that fucked last night, I can't face drink at the minute.
Ah, well.
At the minute.
How did it feel to headline the final night of the first Birmageddon Festival?
It's an honour for DEFCON 1 to come down and play here. It's going to be absolutely fantastic and we're really looking forward to it.
Ah, cool. Since releasing your EP, your self-titled EP, and playing Bloodstock 2011, like, things have been going pretty damn good.
Yeah, steadily picking up. Right,
just,
good.
So, just what's your thoughts on the rise of DEFCON 1 so far?
Well, we're stoked at the minute. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the fans that we have to thank for first and foremost, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are even at this stage. You know, new album's doing well, and we're in the process of writing our second album, which is going to be heavier, sicker, and absolutely fucking crazy. Like, so,
wow,
got some good shit coming by his eye.
Yeah. There's been favourable comparison of you to Pantera. How does it feel to be compared to such a legendary band?
It's awesome, because obviously they are a big influence in all of every member of DEFCON 1, and to be compared with them in any form is absolutely fantastic. You know, along with people like Machine Head and that, we didn't try to sound like them, but obviously your influences are always going to come through in your music. You know, and if that's the sort of company that we're keeping them, talked about in them sort of circles, fucking hell, that's absolutely amazing, you know?
Yeah. And your new album, Warface, is recently released through Scarlet Records.
Yeah.
How's the reception for that been overall?
It's been amazing. I mean, the reviews we're getting are fantastic, you know, from all over the world. Even Metal Hammer, Michael Dome, gave us 7 out of 10. He really enjoyed it, which is, for Michael Dome to give a good review, apparently it's, you know what I mean, he's the man to impress there, so, not really cool, we're stoked.
Yeah, so you say you're writing starting to write your new album.
Yeah.
Have you got any tours lined up or anything else?
We've got a few gigs in the pipeline, but we haven't been they haven't been confirmed to the public yet. We know that we're definitely playing them.
Right.
So a couple of big festivals next year, but up until the festival releases the announcement, we can't say anything.
That's fair enough. I understand that. And final question. Again, related to the fact that it's Birmageddon. If you had to drink yourself to death, what would that drink be?
It would have to be Jaeger. Jaeger is the one. I class myself as a Jaeger terrorist.
Got it. Explain then. How do you mean? Just
once I get fucked up off Jaeger, anything can happen.
Oh.
I go off like a bomb.
Sweet. It's been nice talking to you, mate.
It was an absolute pleasure, mate.
Can't wait to see you on stage tonight.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
Very well, dude.
Right. Sweet. Are we recording? Hello!
Testing! Yeah, this is Matt Bradley for the Midlands Rocks alongside Dr. Hell from Evil Scarecrow.
Hello!
So just wondering, how was the first Birmageddon? What was it like playing it?
It was beery and Mageddon-y. No, it was alright, it was good. Pleasure to be asked, really. We were, very happy. Found that it sold out. Bought some pie poppers. What could you do? How better prepared could you be? To be honest, we got a bit drunk quite early, enjoying the other bands. So stuff broke. But overall, I'd give it a 9.6 out of 10.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's raining, so lost a 0.1 there. A 0.1 for some other stuff. And 0.2 for the electricity not being kick-ass enough.
Yeah, that was strange, but...
We lost the power during our song. And so, I think band had that, though.
Yeah,
I think it was one better than... I checked to the engineer, though, it was something. It was their fault, not ours.
Oh, it's not going to be your fault, is it?
I don't know. We did spill beer all over some electrics once.
Oh, right.
That was our fault.
Ah. headlining Birmageddon. It's another thing that's going well for Evil Scarecrow, because recently you've had two tracks on various Mel Hanna CDs.
We have.
It was War and what was the one before? Did you have Black and the Everything?
We did, mate. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We can't really thank Mel Hanna enough actually for the bits of support they're giving us. I grew up reading Mel Hanna, so it's a real honour to be in there at all. Any time we're in there is great. Even if we get a bad review in there, it's still cool. We're pretty happy. So it's very exciting. We hope to be in there at least once a month now. Otherwise, I'm furious.
Since those tracks have been like disseminated to so many people, has your fan base increased?
It's really hard to tell where it's all coming from in a way, because we're gigging a lot. We've got fingers in lots of sort of pies and avenues, and it all helps, to be honest. You know, playing the festivals help. The exposure and the love we get from, you know, even fanzines helps, and word of mouth. But it's really hard to tell. We are on a kind of lovely upward slope. But I mean, when me and Brother Payne started, we always said, look, we'll do this for giggle, laughs and jollies, and we still do. We're amazed, really, that something we started out for a bit of a laugh has turned into something as extraordinary as it has. So we're along for the ride, and as long as people turn up and have a party with us, we're there to party back. So, you know, it is really nice having, you know, this the sort of interest we've got at the moment. If it goes away, we can at least go, wow, look at where we got. Or preferably, we could do some sell-out arena tours. That'd be nice. Wembley. Who knows?
Yeah, that should be quite good.
Wembley. I like your ambition, Matt. Yeah.
It's obviously. Right, so your last release was, I think, 6:06.
That's correct. You've done your research.
I have.
Yeah.
The reason why I wasn't sure is because it was so long ago. There's got to be...
What's up? Yeah, we're doing an interview, man. Hey, get out of here. Come on, mate. So, yeah. 6:06, yes it was. What was the question?
Well, you answered it on stage earlier, but for anyone that's listening...
Yes.
What about new material? When is that going to be coming?
Yeah, next year is the plan. We don't have a date yet. We're working with stuff. We are going to be starting, we can't talk too much about it at the moment, but something with Pledge Music. So if you're interested in finding out what's going on with us next year with the new album, check out our Facebook page, mosey on over to the link to the Pledge Music thing, sign up to our newsletter, and you'll get all the latest gossip and pictures of Brother Payne's pants and whatever you want, really. Nipple shots.
That is a great
saucy
deal.
Stuff. It is. Oh, hang on. My light's gone off. There you go.
There we are.
Yeah. We're in a really dark kind of shed, everyone. It's kind of spooky.
Yeah, what inspires your lyrics when you're writing? Is it...
I nearly spat beer over your... dictaphone there.
Would have made it so much... It would have been appropriate. Be him again.
It would have been... I can spill beer over if you want, but...
Maybe
you might lose this awesome interview then.
Yeah. Is it your imagination, or is it actual events that you've twisted, or...?
Oh, they're all different. It comes from all over the place. It's very... There's no one answer to that. We're mostly drunk, so... some of it's booze-inspired. I write some bits of it. Sometimes we pass a piece of paper around. That, I mean, Robototron, I think, was done by that. We just passed this bit of paper around and everybody wrote a line in the band. So it comes from all over, really. Lyrically, yeah, we are eclectic. And we have no strict, here's how we write. Because where would the fun in that be? You'd end up with the same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some lyrics have gone around, so I put my head in my hands, because they're stupid. Elephant boys covered in jam, things like that.
Yeah.
But they make us laugh, so we throw them in, because it's fun.
Speaking of Robototron, when you first started writing that, and did you ever think that it would be so embraced by your fan base?
Yes.
Yes, well, that is the most confident answer.
Not really. In fact, it nearly didn't make it on the album. It was nearly in the bin, but we sort of rewrote it in the studio. And really, well, yeah, I mean, everyone likes robots, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was always going to be fun. We'd never really expected it to be the phenomenon it's sort of turning into. And we owe so much of that to our fans that keep turning up and robot dancing with you. It cracks us up even now. It's just so funny, and we have so much love for the guys that dress up as well. What, you know, cardboard robot. We had, when we played Ibiza, we had cardboard robots. It was incredible. So, yes, kudos, Scarecrow fans. You are a unique bunch of nutters.
earlier tonight was fantastic. What other gigs have you played that stand out? A bit like whether good or bad.
Oh wow, mate, that's awesome hard as well. I mean, the Bloodstock 2011 was a real turning point. It was a real genuine honour. Fingers crossed they'll have us back soon. And I think actually, you know, this year playing the we played the Metal Hammer Golden Gods boat party. That was just brilliant. Playing on a boat with a load of other people. We didn't get long, but you know, no bands did. It was kind of just a bit of a showcase thing, and that was again a real honour for us, a real pleasure, and we had a cracking crowd. Bad gigs. We did a really awful one in High Wycombe once. That was bad. We had about two people. Birmingham, one there was pretty bad as well once. But Dimmu Borgir and Lamb of God, they were playing a gig down the road, so everybody went to that instead. Mm. Which I was gutted about, because I wanted to go to that, but we didn't want to let the promoter down. What we should have done, really, because it was empty.
Oh.
So, but you know, we don't mind, as long as there was two people that had driven all the way from Derby. So I think we did a beard drawing competition, and they wrote our set list. So, you know, we gave them a good show, I think.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Well, aside from your new CD, is there anything? What's next for Evil Scarecrow?
We've got loads of gigs. We're booked up till sort of April next year now, I think. So check out our Facebook page. You'll see where we are. We're down in Cardiff and other places. I don't know why I thought Cardiff and other places. That's basically our tour. I think we've got another few festivals. MFN, we're looking forward to that. That's early September. So yeah, plenty of gigs, and really trying to get the new album in good order for everybody. I think I've been saying this in interviews now for 2 years, so don't hold your breath, Matt. You might be seeing me next year at Beermageddon going, how's your album coming on?
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh, I don't know, we've done some click tracks. But we'll see, we're working hard, and you know, we'll see you on the road, hopefully.
Oh yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, mate. Let's do one of these handshakey doodles.
Audible,
hang on. There we go.
That's
it. Yeah. I feel like you slapped my bottom a little bit, which he did, actually, listeners.
Yeah, that's Dr. L, Evil Scarecrow, new album out next year.
Matt, good talking to you, pal.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to give you a big kiss now.
Thank you. It's Matt Bradley here for the Midlands Rocks. I'm alongside the legendary Beer Man, one of the organising team for this year's Beermageddon Festival. We've got one more band to go, DEFCON 1. How has it been so far?
I think the only word could be amazing. It's just been an amazing festival.
Whoa.
I'm ruined. I'm broken.
This has been a hectic weekend for you. So how long did it take to organise this entire thing?
Well, it's been in planning for... we officially announced it in October, so it was just probably a month or so before that, so about... September. September last year, so not far off a year to get it all sorted out, get everything up. But of course, it's been a bumpy road. We upped the venue from the original one, we added an extra day, and it looks like we're going bigger next year as well, so,
nice. You
know, that's what it's all about. But yeah, probably about a year, it's quite solid work going on, but all worth every second of it.
Oh yeah, it's been brilliant, like, as a punter, like, really well organised.
Yeah.
Like, there's been no mess-ups or anything.
That is down to a crew. I mean, my work as such finished on Thursday, when I came down and they started setting up. Okay, I've been doing the comparing, plus the voice, but we've just got an amazing crew. I mean, like, Martin and Steve, they are from Sonic Rock, they put a hell of a lot of this together. Lampy John done a fantastic job on the lighting, having a little dance over there. Snake, stage manager, you can see him, you know, putting DEFCON 1 in at the moment. He's been absolutely golden, and Dave, so a brilliant job with the sound. We had a couple of power issues where we just got a little bit too heavy and blew a few things, but once again they ironed it out really quick. I haven't had to panic at all, you know. Brilliant, and that's the secret behind a good festival, good gig, great bands, and a great crew.
Mm.
Crew are underrated, aren't they?
I'll tell you what, I can't rate them highly enough. There's no way on God's green earth I could have come in and done this without every single one of those that I mentioned. And all the marshals. The marshals, the security, the shoulder and mutton, a lot of them. You just couldn't do it without them. And every from the bands to the security to the sound to the stage and fans, festivals don't happen without them. And so this is a team effort. It's a metal community coming together, putting on a great festival. And I was lucky enough to be able to pick the bands.
I was just going to say, like, who have been your favourite bands throughout this festival? I know it's probably a really hard choice.
It is, because I've got to admit, I think so. There's some real highlights. Evil Scarecrow on Friday. You just know they're always going to deliver. And, the Robototron, everyone mentions it, but the one highlight for me, I was stage left, waiting for them to finish, and they closed with a final countdown, and I was looking out on the can-can. It was just a drunken mess in there. But to see so many people, that's the whole atmosphere, so that's a real standout. Another highlight has got to be Fallen Fate.
They were brilliant.
They were, but I've followed that band for so long. They've been a favourite of mine for so long. And bang, every time they get in there, they hit it smack bang on. And that is, I can't say anything at the moment, but yes, another one of my highlights, Fallen Fate, got to be.
Yeah, they've got to have big things coming for them.
They have, yes, definitely.
I know later on tonight you're announcing two. I heard you might be announcing two headliners.
Yeah, I most certainly will. Is anyone else listening? You keep quiet. Fallen Fate will be one of them.
Right.
I think they deserve it after such a great performance, and that's what it's all about. You put the performance in, you damn well booked yourself to come and headline next year. Mm. So. The other one, you will have to wait and hear a bit later on. you can edit it in after the announcement if you want.
Any other plans for next year? Is there anything concrete, like, is it going to be the same venue? Is it going to be the same weekend?
No, obviously, the one thing we've heard, we were sold out this year. There's times when people couldn't even get near the front of a stage or anything. It was overflowing. So one of the big things that we need to address is a bigger venue. We have literally got a place as such, but it's meetings next week just to confirm it and that sort of thing. So I won't say that in case people go and book the hotels and things. As soon as you mention something, that's where it is, I'm going to book my hotel now while it's cheap. So keep an eye on the website, beermageddon.co.uk. That'll be announced in the next couple of weeks. Tickets, we're going to have good, cheap, early bird tickets again, keeping the tickets rock bottom, which is important. Mm. That's what it's all about. Affordable family festival with lots of metal. It is a metal family. Mm. That's what we've got here. A huge family. You look at them all. Everyone's arm in arm. Everyone's friends. Everyone, came as strangers, went home as friends. So that was a cliche.
I came here on my own and there's just everybody. It's such a good atmosphere. It really does feel like family. It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. Really brilliant.
The amount of people who just keep coming up to me and saying, you've done such a brilliant job. And I'm saying, we've done a brilliant job. You're there, you're cheering the bands on. You know what I mean? Everyone's played a part in it and that's what it's all about.
It's what brings, it's just awesome. It's like metal.
I've said so many times, this is just proving that the metal heart is alive and it is beating strong. You know what I mean? When you see the dedication and everyone having such a great time.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Thanks for your time, beer man.
Thank you very much.
And I shall speak to you soon.
Yes, and bang your heads to DEFCON 1 because they're up next. Oh, I suppose I better get back to work.
Yeah.
Cheers.
right path while being forced the other way. I'm no fucking debutant, I'm not fucking weak. Stand up to be counted while you cower at my fight. Yeah! My father said to me, temptation in my head, easy to accept and fail, harder to decline. Believe in who you wanna be, but that's the bottom line. Yeah! Oh, my father said to me. Be yourself, love someone else, don't throw it all away. Yeah!